Oh my. Ethel took another sip of tea. The cup was almost empty. Did you hear about what happened to poor old Gertrude?
Is she back in hospital again? She's always so sickly, stuck in that bed in the middle of nowhere with no family close. All alone in that forest, like you. And Ethel, her granddaughter is the only one who goes to visit her. Poor thing. It's a wonder no wolves have gobbled her up.
Brace yourself, dear. Something horrible happened.
She leaned forward and filled up her cup from the pot.
Allegedly, it's all that grandchild's fault. She was murdered, Mavis.
No.
Oh, yes, dear, murder.
And the granddaughter did it?
Well, apparently she was getting it on with one of those woodcutters. He said he did it for her, to save her. Sliced Gertrude open with his axe.
She drew a line across her belly with her finger.
Cut her wide open and spilled her insides everywhere.
Ethel, please, don't be so tasteless. You're going to put me off my tea.
The things people do for love in this sick world, Mavis.
That poor woman. She didn't have it easy.
She brought the cup up to her lips.
Well, I suppose that's why the girl was the only one going to visit her, if you know what I mean.
She shook herself.
It's just all so gruesome. What a horrible thing to bring up.
Just keeping you up to date, dear.
Ethel leaned forward and picked up one of the gingerbread men.
Anyway, it's no worse than what you told me about that young man last time.
She bit off the head.
Breaking into that man's house, robbing him blind, and then, when he got caught.
That's a little bit different, Ethel.
I don't see how, the mess after falling from that height.
That young boy was desperate. Now, I'm not saying it's any excuse for what he did, but he got conned out of some money, and his poor mother and him were starving. They had nothing. It's just unfortunate he turned to crime.